Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and the U.S. Army is one of the sponsors of the NAACP Centennial Celebration here in New York this week. And, of course, African Americans have served in the military in greater numbers relative to the population over the years. Fighting the segregation of the military was a huge battle for a long, long time. But here's General Colin Powell speaking at the conference yesterday about his own service following the desegregation of the military after World War II.
When I came in 1958, the Army has a way of ordering things to happen. And what they essentially said was, we are now integrated. There'll be no more segregation. Lieutenant Powell, listen carefully. We don't care if you're black, green, blue, or yellow. Don't give us any hard luck stories about growing up in the Bronx or that your parents were immigrants. The only thing we care about is performance. And the only thing we're going to measure you by is performance.
And so as more options open up for young African Americans, after that standard so movingly articulated by Powell that got set after World War II, will the military continue to be the option for those looking for a place where only performance matters? I'm joined now by Sergeant Major Darrell Robinson. He's the chief Army recruiter in New York City. Sergeant Major Robinson, thanks so much for coming on. Hello.
Thank you. Thank you, Brian, for having me.
You want to reflect on what General Powell was saying there today, saying there in the context of today? I mean, we know about the horrible history of the segregation of the military, yes, and that was ended. Is the military a model of meritocracy in America today, in your opinion?
Yes, it is. And I can and will only speak from my experience. And when I joined in 1985, as I looked around for opportunities, what I looked and saw with the Army or with the military is that it was in a place where I could go in and compete. And it wasn't based off race, creed, color, religion, ethnicity, et cetera. And in the 24 years that I've been in, I started out as an E-1 private and rose to the rank of Command Sergeant Major, E-9, which is the highest enlisted rank in the Army. I am definitely a testament to those practices.
And we have about 10 minutes for this conversation. I want to invite African-American listeners who have ever been in the military, had a relative in the military, this is going to be almost everybody, or considered the military for yourself or a loved one. Are the questions that you ask yourself as a black American different at all, do you think, than those that any other American asks themselves? Does the question of economic draft come up? Does the question of disproportional risk come up? 212-433-WNYC, or anything you want to ask Sergeant Major Darrell Robinson, Chief Army Recruiter in New York City, 212-433-9692, 212-433-9692. And, you know, a few years ago, I guess when the Iraq War was starting, Congressman Rangel introduced legislation to reinstate the draft. And one of his main rationales was that a volunteer army is really an economic draft for poorer people and people of color. What do you think about that?
Actually, the way I look at it, Brian, is that when we grow up, and I'm talking African Americans, and we get to that point of life to decide where we want to go. Let's say that, for instance, if there was a draft, et cetera, we would fix perhaps who's serving, but we would not fix the opportunities to those young African Americans that's out there. So we would look at the military and fix that portion, but what about opportunities? That does not increase opportunities in the other sectors. Now, the way that we have it now is that we're able to utilize the military as an opportunity to learn training, to learn skills, to go back and give back to our community, and then pull ourselves up without necessarily asking for government assistance, et cetera. Not saying that that is what we do, but I am saying that I am of the idea of being able to help myself through programs that's out there to get me educated, et cetera.
But how do you feel as a recruiter in the situation today where, as we heard from New York City Comptroller Bill Thompson earlier in the show, African Americans are losing their jobs at four times the rate of whites in New York City? And, of course, we are at war in Afghanistan right now, so there is relatively high risk in terms of joining the military and relatively higher risk of being unemployed in the private sector if you're African American. Does that make you cringe at all as an Army recruiter?
Actually, it doesn't, because whether we are at war or not, I believe in what I'm doing, and I believe in the Army as an opportunity. And so the war in Afghanistan, on one hand, as well as the economic position that the country is in now, on the other hand, could, even though one being, you know, either one being tough, could be an opportunity for many. That's the way I look at it. And when you look at, Brian, the numbers that come into the Army that decide to stay in the Army, we're about at 80%, if not higher, that those that join the Army decide to stay for a little bit longer. So we've got to be doing a lot of things right, mm-hmm. that when an individual can come in for between 2 and 4 years, look around, no one's pushing them to stay in, et cetera, look at what's on the outside, and then decide to stay in and continue to serve their country and gain education.
Let's take a phone call from Ben at Fort Dix. Ben, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hey, Brian, how you doing? First of all, let me say, hey, it's great to hear you again. I just came back from Iraq 3 weeks ago, and I'm just glad I missed the show.
I love hearing you say that, and I'm so glad you're home safe, Ben.
Oh, thanks. But the military, how you doing, Sergeant Major?
Hey, how you doing, Ben?
All right. You know what's funny? It's a double-edged sword. Military is a great opportunity. Yeah, I mean, I can sit there and tell you all kinds of things that I never would have done. I'm from Brooklyn, and, like, literally, I probably don't know what I'd be doing if I hadn't joined the military. But at the same time, so it is performance-based. You are judged based on how you perform. Obviously, there's still some racism and racist aspects to being in the military, but that's more cultural than the structure of the institution itself. But at the same time, the other side of the sword is you sit there and you say, wait a minute, it's a great opportunity when you're in it, but why are you in it? And there's so many, the percentage, like you just talked about, the percentage of blacks that are in the military is so high compared to reflecting what we are actually representing in society, that you're saying, well, what is it that actually drives you to take a job, which, while it's a great opportunity, hey, you're getting shot at, you know? And there is a disparity between the NCO Corps and the Officer Corps right now as far as race, and that, I think, has more to do with schooling,
mm-hmm.
And because you need to be have a degree to become an officer. Yeah. But I'm sorry, say again?
Ben, can I ask you a follow-up question? I gather that the recruiting of African Americans actually was dipping over recent years, largely because of the disaffection in the black community with the Bush administration.
Yes.
Is it your sense that you're seeing more, new recruits come on board in these months since President Obama has been in office, or a different attitude even toward the service among your black colleagues in the Army?
No, actually, I'm going to tell you, Brian, there's a program in the military, and Sergeant Major knows about it, called GDAP, or GRAP. And what that is, basically, in a nutshell, is for every referral, everyone in the military is supposed to be signed up for National Guard Reservists, actually. For every referral that you bring in, you receive, and if they sign up, you will receive $2,000 per person. Like, so if you bring 10 people in, $2,000 per person.
Bounty hunting.
Yeah. And I actually had an issue with it, and I actually had to do it with my command, where I refused to sign up for it, because what happens is a lot of times, especially as a reservist, on a drill weekend, part of the job is to recruit, and Sergeant Major knows that.
And Ben, you know what? I love you, and I'm so glad you called, but I'm going to leave it there because we only have a couple of minutes left, and I want to get a couple other people in there. So keep calling us, and again, I'm glad you're home safe from Iraq.
Thank you.
Michael in Manhattan, you're on. I'm sorry, it's Wendy in Westport, Connecticut. Wendy, you're on WNYC. Real quick.
Yes, really quick. I just wanted to tackle the issue of the perception that the military is a place of last resort for African Americans. I am an African American. I am an attorney. I work in the United States Army JAG Corps. And, yes, the Army gave me a lot of opportunities, but it wasn't a place of last resort for me and for the, you know, the number of professionals that I work with that are otherwise well-positioned in society, African Americans and others. And I am also an Iraq veteran. I started out, like the Sergeant Major said, as an enlisted soldier. I transitioned to the officer corps. But interestingly, I did have a colleague that tried to help me to talk his daughter out of joining the military because he said, you know what, I can pay for college and she doesn't have to do this. His daughter, on the other hand, wanted to serve her country and wanted to participate in the experiences that she thought she would get from service in the military. So, you know, I believe there's this old misnomer that you either, you know, have no choices or you go to the Army. And I just like to say as an American serving proudly that that is not the perception, that is not the case, that's old perception, and we need to just understand that the Army offers way more than just a place for those who have no option.
Wendy, thank you so much.
Thank you, Wendy.
And Jake in New Jersey, we got 30 seconds for you. Hi, Jake.
Hi, it's actually Jay.
Jay, I'm sorry.
I actually think it has more to do with economics than race. I think that anywhere where people aren't making necessarily high wages, there's going to be more recruitment, you know, as an option, whether you're in the Midwest or, you know, you're in the South.
And that's true, Sergeant Major Robinson?
Yes, I would definitely say that that would be true.
All right, Jay, thank you very much.
Thanks,
Jay. Sergeant Major, last thing. We've only got about 20 seconds.
Okay.
But we've gone through the period of desegregating the Army. Do we now need to desegregate it on the basis of sexual orientation?
Actually, we'll wait for Congress to make that decision.
You're just not going to wade into those waters.
No, I'm not,
Brian. You know, it's sitting out there, though.
Yes, it is.
For our nation to come to grips with, which it really hasn't yet.
It's on the horizon.
Command Sergeant Major Darryl Robinson, he is the Chief Army Recruiter in New York City, and has been attending the NAACP Centennial Celebration here in New York. Thank you very much for coming on with us.
Thank you, Brian.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Don't forget, tonight at 7 o'clock, special coverage of President Obama's speech to the NAACP Centennial. Special coverage beginning at 7 o'clock here on WNYC. Talk to you tomorrow.